Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a hernia letter, Tom walking the dogs, and then the dog barfed on the carpet. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In your jelly roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
People say, hey, Haywood, how come your hair's so white? Are you old as the hills, or did you have a terrible fight? Fright? I'm sorry, fright, not fight. Was it stress or no B vitamins? Make your hair transparent from a lack of melanin. I'm an albino. I'm an albino. I'm an albino. My mom was an albinian straight from albino Stan. She was his albino gal and he was her albino man. They moved to Albany and raised up a bunch of kids. And you can never guess what each and every one of us is. We're all albino. We're all albino. Oh, albinos have always been my heroes. Edgar Winter is a really good albino guitar playing guy. I like that guy in Powder. And that weird guy in the Jim Carrey movie with where he was a schizophrenic cop and with Renee Zellweger. That one, yeah, that me albino guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're albino. And I said, albino. Albino.
Everybody.
In Spain, they call me albino. That's my.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, is that a letter?
Yeah, this is a letter indeed. This might make you feel good, Josh.
Yeah, hi.
Josh, you got a little bit of a belly issue going on, and I wanted to read this because I thought it might make you happy. Dear Bob and Tom Show, writes Dave, I just had hernia surgery. Had a great doctor, an amazing post-op staff. However, sleeping all night has been elusive. TV's not my thing. I'm a VIP member of your show, so I listen to old Bob and Tom shows. I just happened to bump into a show from last September. Tom was recovering from hernia surgery. Believe it or not, Josh was also having some symptoms of diverticulitis at the time. He was talking about that. Tom was doing his Tom thing, setting up a previous story. And then he writes, I know, it's all about the setup. About 40 seconds into the setup, Josh screamed out, just ask the question. I now have to schedule an appointment with my surgeon to redo some of the stitches that tore when I burst out laughing. Thank you for the good times. Well, Dave, I hope you got the stitches repaired. Good luck. You'll
speedy recovery.
You'll be fine.
You know, speaking of that hernia surgery, nobody knew. Of all the times I've been fake irritated with you, I was irritated. What? Tell somebody you're having hernia surgery. Why did you not do that?
HIPAA regulations don't allow it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, that is
about you. God. About yourself?
Wait a minute.
You're not allowed to talk to
me. I can't talk about yourself.
No,
apparently not. Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Okay, did we get that photograph over there? Okay, I forget why we were talking about this.
You were talking about walking your dog.
Oh, we were talking about sombreros. Okay, there I am walking my dog.
Like Kenny Chesney.
with a cowboy hat on. And I did that in honor of the sad news last week about the death of Chuck Morris.
That would be Norris.
Chuck Norris.
What did I say?
Morris.
Oh, sorry.
I was sad about Chuck Morris, too.
Yeah,
oh, my insurance agent.
I hadn't heard about Chuck Morris. This is horrible.
I titled that photograph Dog Walker Texas Ranger.
Chuck Morris is so average. When he when he stops at a stoplight, he has to wait until it turns green.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Just a regular man.
But there's there are the boys, Mr. Fletcher on the right.
You know.
And that's little Dungy on the left.
Could that be more white? You should have had white jeans on. It would have been.
Is Dungy a girl?
Nope, Dungy's a boy.
Dogs who look like girls. That dog looks like a girl.
Yeah,
it's the groomer. I've got to talk to that guy.
Did you pee your pants or is that a shadow? What's going on with your pants?
A shot.
No, that's urine.
You know.
Yeah.
You let your dogs piss right on you, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they like it.
They'll sit there and bark. Sometimes they won't go unless they can pee on me.
That's a shadow, Pat. And you can see that Mr. Fletcher really doesn't want his photograph. Hey, for God's sake, I've got to pee over in that tree. Let me go.
How was there not a petition circulating in that neighborhood keeping you off the street at all times? I don't. You know, that reminds me, I chose not to read a listener email we got earlier. I didn't know how you would take it, but I have no recourse but to read it now.
Go ahead.
They said Tom is looking more and more like Lemony Snicket. That's exactly right. Just let your eyebrows go and you're there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you kind of look like Lemony there in the if Lemony wore a cowboy hat.
I thought you looked really cool in the cowboy hat. That was the best picture you've taken.
Ladies have taken to you wearing the cowboy hat.
I know you don't believe me. It's doctor's orders.
Does Kelly like you in the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to get sun on the top of my ears because I had to have what's it called? The Mohs surgery, whatever.
But the bucket hat would work too. We should go get you the bucket hat so you could try it on.
Nope. Floppy hat.
It's kind of like a fishing hat.
Have you tried that one on?
It looks like Hello Larry. What's his name? McLean Stevenson in MASH, right?
Hello Larry, the sitcom you mentioned?
What?
That was 12 episodes, maybe?
77.
Hello Larry was five episodes?
I'm a big fan of the late McLean Stevenson.
McLean?
What did I say?
McLean. That's John McLean in Die Hard.
Okay, sorry. I'm not going to get anything right today, okay? I need some sleep.
That's Mondays.
Yeah, did you have a tough Mondays weekend?
Oh, just great weekend. Murder. Just great weekend.
Oh.
Very busy.
Very, very busy. Just the way you're like it.
Mm. Yeah, I was trying to think, what derailed? I forget what went wrong, but something. Oh, I know. You'll relate to this, Christy, because I think you were telling me this just happened to you. I'll talk to all dog owners out there. We just had this sort of great Sunday brunch. We had a really perfect discussion. I got Wordle in three. My day's going great.
And then your dog.
I got all connections all right. And we get a phone call from Finn. She's at the house. And she goes, Fletcher just barfed all over the carpet in front by the front door. How do they know? I have almost no carpet in my house. It's all stone floor and wood. There's about three carpets. And every time he gets sick, I think that it...
He thinks he's probably doing you a favor.
But is that what it is?
Is it
a throw rug?
Well, he knows you can wash it in the washing
machine. My theory is...
No, it's a big throw rug.
Oh. He wants to show that he's making the effort to try to get outside.
I guess.
there by the door.
So then Finn's at the phone. She goes, yes, he barfed everywhere, and now he's eating it.
Oh.
Well, problem solved is what I say.
And you don't have to feed him.
But here's a free plug for the greatest appliance. I've got that little mini. It's the
green
size
machine.
The size of a big toaster, and it shoots steam.
Yeah.
And yeah,
yeah,
barf all gone. But it was a great Sunday.
Well, good.
Had a great brunch. Oxtail.
Oh, don't care for that.
Oxtail soup.
No, oxtail like hash.
Never. Oh,
I never got oxtail.
Never
either.
Never had it.
I've had it.
It could taste like.
It was great.
I would not eat it. Yeah. No, sir.
I've never been in an accident.
Well, you're due then.
That's really surprising. I mean, that's a pretty good track record.
That is a good track
record. You've never been in an accident while you've been a licensed driver.
I've been hit twice from behind at a red light.
That counts as being
an accident.
In front of a mall at a red light.
You're still an accident.
How did I know that was it? And by the way,
was it my fault?
Well, people have hit me.
And a lot of people say most accidents are caused by the person who's hit.
How do you...
I was at a red light, though. I don't know, what am I supposed to
do? I don't
know.
We don't know how hard you slammed on your brakes to stop.
No, I was not in motion. It was not a,
how did
it
you
was
describe...
A, it was not a moving violation. How did, much how did like you, your last sexual encounter.
How did you... Yeah.
Oh, that was so moving.
I met her.
I wasn't involved. I only heard about it, and I sobbed. What you did... how did you describe the accident that wasn't your fault? Hit from the back?
I was in front of a major mall, and a red light just stopped.
Minding your own business.
And then the guy that hit me, and of course didn't have insurance, and boy, does the hatchback of a Jeep Cherokee cost a lot of money.
Mm. Oh, they're very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, well worth it.
Try replacing a windshield in it. Never mind. Oh, look what time it is, kids.
Stupid world record.
A former U.S. Air Force pilot has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest toe while skiing on asphalt.
Oh, this is nerve-wracking.
What?
This is insanity.
Road rash galore.
Oh. Like,
the guy is, do we have any video of this guy? Yeah, he's behind I think it's a, is it a Tesla? Looks like he's just being towed across a parking lot on skis.
Oh, he's on skis, not on his feet.
Are there the rollerblades?
Yeah,
no,
what?
It looks like they're just regular skis.
And there are a bunch of parked cars around and everything.
Wait a minute. Can you slide on asphalt on skis?
Yeah, well, sure. If you're for a while.
If you're dragged quickly enough.
Now, I don't know much, but friction, does that create any sort of...
You would think it would just sand the skis down.
I don't think he's going to be using these.
And then your feet would be on fire.
This reminds me of the Wile E. Coyote rocket thing where he'd put on roller skates and go, this is insane. Although I must say I'm not on vacation right now because there's no snow anywhere.
You were supposed to go on vacation?
I was going
to
take a few days to go skiing. There's snow's terrible. They closed Deer Valley already in Utah. They closed. It's just
no.
Your valley's closed.
Deer Valley. Goodness gracious!
Josh,
did you hear Deer Valley's closed? Did you hear? Deer Valley's closed.
Isn't it kind of late in the season anyway?
Deer Valley, they don't allow snowboarders, so you know that they're good people.
You were going to look at me and say that. Deer Valley, they don't allow you.
They're a superior people. Yeah, no, the snow is so crappy. So here I am. Lucky you. This guy, once again, he's being towed across a parking lot on skis. Were he to go down at 60 miles an hour,
yeah, he'd be.
I mean,
isn't life hard enough? Why do you have to cheat death?
No joke.
He'd break his arm or his shoulder or whatever.
Johnny Cruz Buckingham. That's who this guy is.
Oh, keep reading.
Don't you care?
look at
Buckingham's.
Keep reading. Look at the name of his kids.
He earned the title by strapping on a pair of skis and getting pulled behind a car across a parking lot at 69 miles an hour. Mr. Buckingham already has over a dozen records, such as the most fire knife spins in 30 seconds.
Whoa.
Fire knife
spins? Is that where you set your knife on fire and spin it?
Yeah, I think that's... I'm assuming it's a juggling thing.
Why would it be a juggling thing?
Yeah, well,
that's what I was assuming, too.
The knife's on fire, I assume you're...
Okay.
And the fastest time to travel to all seven continents... Can I tell you something?
Oh, we talked about him already. We did that.
I can't tell you all seven continents. I don't think I could.
I bet you can.
I don't think I can.
Okay.
There's America.
North America.
Yeah,
North America. Well, no, it's South America. They're connected. Why isn't America?
But there's it's a separate continent.
They're calling that separate.
Oh, yeah. They did in school.
I don't know if you're... We're building a wall.
No. Build that wall, Tom. And deny that vaccine. Asia?
Yes.
India?
Yes.
Is he got three?
No, Africa?
We're counting. Okay.
Africa. I was going to say Africa.
One is also a country.
Australia?
There you go.
New Zealand?
No.
New Zealand's not?
No.
New Zealand's way
too
separate.
Tiny.
It's not its own continent.
Too small? What's the size recommendation?
Oh, it's got to be at least 50,000 acres by
13.7. I was going to say 50.
contiguous soil, I believe, is part of the...
Antarctica? Arctica?
Isn't Antarctica a continent?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Antarctic? Is that a continent?
There's seven.
The Antarctic is Antarctica.
What about Iceland? Is it too small?
That's
Brownsville,
too
Texas.
Too much water.
Yes, okay. You nailed it.
Brownsville, Texas. Yeah.
Could you go back to the article about this guy? What's his name again?
Johnny Cruz Buckingham.
Buckingham?
And don't you care. Don't you care. Dad of the drag.
Yeah, but this is fitting with the world record we just had.
Yeah.
I swear to God, when I first heard this song, I honest to God, I thought it was Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
I mean, well, play it again. We'll all sing it.
I'm not kidding. Nice horns.
That's some fanfare, isn't it?
I don't remember the horns being that brassy.
Canada Dry.
Yeah.
If you don't want a Coke, I don't know.
Johnny Cruz Buckingham, 69 miles per hour on skis.
On skis on asphalt.
He said he wanted to inspire his child, Hurricane Buckingham.
Whoa.
Okay, that's a great name.
If your kid's name is Hurricane Buckingham, he is not going to become a certified public accountant.
You don't know that.
No, I know that.
This kid does sound like greater things are in store.
This kid has to be doing something exotic for a living.
Okay. Hey, Alan the Hurricane.
I don't love you. But after being towed
behind a car at almost 70 miles an hour on the asphalt, this guy's writing a book for teens.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, you know that teen genre. Mm-hmm.
It's called YA.
Yeah, it's called The Fault in My Ass, involving picking up shards of asphalt.
The fault. So apostrophe PHALT.
I'd have to apologize to John Green. Sorry, John. The kid named. What a great name for a kid.
Tell
though.
You about the kid.
Sing that, Bob. Can you sing a Hurricane song? Do you know
that? Let me tell you about that Hurricane.
I love that song.
I do too, but didn't they eventually find out that the guy did it?
Well,
no, they're back to.
There are some people who are going, no, he was actually pretty guilty.
Yeah, it's come back to guilty.
Yeah. Right. But that is a great song and a great record.
Old Bob Dylan, not enough people do. Godwin's got the. You've found the market.
It is the
late career.
It is hands down the best Bob Dylan I've ever
Although,
heard in my life.
Haywood, in that one song where he goes from the early Bob Dylan to the Nashville skyline Bob Dylan, that's a trick. And he does in fact nail it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all. Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.